This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar cake, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Do you want to do that cupcake call? Do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Connie and Tempe get revenge on her husband, Jared, say aye.
Aye.
Good morning, Connie.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys, you chose me.
You are the chosen one this morning.
Oh.
So, Miss Connie, we heard there's a situation with your husband.
Yeah, kind of. My husband got my sister sick, so I kind of want to get him. Well, you know what? I'll start from the beginning so you guys get it. Okay. I just got so excited that you guys chose me for the call. My sister was in town for Thanksgiving, obviously, but because the flight was cheaper, if she waited a few days, she's still here, and my husband is really mad. He doesn't like it.
Does he not like having guests in the house, or do they not get along with each other?
I feel like he has to get over it. We've been married now for, like, 7 years.
Did he sleep with her back in the days, and it's kind of awkward now?
No. Oh, my God.
Nothing like that.
When I was... like, we first started dating. I'm talking about, like, a month into it. My sister was really hard on him, I guess. I mean, not really in front of me, but, like...
So she slept with him.
Stop!
Joey.
Connie, I'm so sorry. You go ahead and tell us your story. It's yours, not Joey's.
She didn't.
You're thinking about it now, though, right?
No, she definitely didn't. You know, before Jared, I didn't have great taste in men, and I dated a lot of scumbags, and I guess my sister... like,
your sister's protective of
exactly,
you.
Exactly. As sisters should be.
Right. Like a Kardashian. Hello?
Okay. Yes.
She was looking after me, and I guess it took her some time.
You're the Chloe to her Kim.
Okay.
Exactly. And Jared, my husband, he's a really nice guy, and I think it just took her a little bit of time.
Or is she the Jordan to your Kylie?
It's fine.
So we've established that you're Kardashians with your sister, and why exactly do you need us to get revenge on your husband?
Okay, so everyone obviously knows that my sister is lactose intolerant. I mean, we're family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So a few nights ago, my husband, who doesn't really pick up a knife in the kitchen, offered to make dinner. So I obviously accepted because he never cooks, ever. I mean, maybe microwave soup, but that's it.
Okay.
So he made us pasta with this amazing meat sauce. I actually really liked it. It was like a creamy bolognese, but... he made the sauce with milk. He knows my sister's lactose intolerant, and she even asked if he put any dairy in it, not just milk, like butter, anything.
So he did this on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he said, no cheese, nothing.
Why did he do that?
Because he's mad that she's staying a little later than we had anticipated, but come on.
Well, she's really not going to go anywhere. She's going to be stuck in the damn bathroom for a while.
Gross.
Well, right. I mean, she's been sick for like 2 days. And he put milk, not even like butter, you know?
She got mud butt.
Ew.
Oh,
hey, when you get mud butt,
it's the worst.
You know, you're not going nowhere.
No.
Your husband's dumb.
Well, it's mean more than anything.
Right.
It is mean, though. Yes.
Right.
So you want to get him back live on the radio?
Duh. Where else?
Hello. Lucky for you, we were born. The Morning Mess is about to get him back on the radio. How many seconds are we going to give her?
200.
200 seconds to convince your hubby into baby talking to you live on the radio to get back at him. Because obviously, your sister, a.k.a. Mudbutt, is mad. You're mad. Let's get him back.
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
All right. Operation Mudbutt in progress. We need his number. We're going to call him up next and get him, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Morning Mess. Don't move. Cupcake call. Back with a cupcake call. We had spoke to Miss Connie. Now, Miss Connie's not happy with her husband, Jared. Basically, her sister makes him sick, so he returned the favor. Listen, he knows for a fact, that is basically sister-in-law is lactose intolerant, right?
Uh-huh.
He decides he wants to make dinner for his beautiful wife and his sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he was doing. He put dairy. He put milk in that meal. Connie was on the line. What was he making for you guys?
He was making pasta with meat sauce, which normally doesn't even have milk.
But he put some milk in it.
Yeah, and he knows. They just don't get along. He knows she's lactose intolerant, has been her whole life.
How long was she in the throne?
How long was she what?
On the throne, the porcelain throne.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to start, she was on there all night, but she still hasn't gone home yet. Not feeling great.
Operation Mudbutt in progress. So this is what we're going to do. Carla, how many seconds are we going to give Connie?
200.
Connie, we're going to gift this. It's the season of giving. Right? We're going to gift this 200 seconds to you to convince and coax your husband into baby talking to you. Embarrass him live on the radio without him knowing he's live on the radio, just as he's embarrassed your sister. How's that sound?
It sounds amazing.
If you get this done, we got a week's supply of Pepto for your sister, okay?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That good pink. Yeah.
What?
All right, here we go.
What's the bad pink?
Well.
Hello?
Hey, baby, are you home?
No, I'm at the office. What's up?
Well, I feel like we haven't had any us time lately. Like, I don't know, the last 2 weeks, I really miss you, Pooh Bear.
Aw, well, I miss you too, babe. I'll see you tonight, okay?
No, 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 no. I mean, I miss you, Poo-Poo.
Okay. You okay, honey?
Baby! I don't have to be at work for another hour, and I was just in our room, and just saw a little denim vest in the closet, and remember when we used to play charades?
Is something wrong? What's going on here?
Oh, my God. I'm reminiscing. Anyway. No, it got me turned on, and I needed your help.
Okay, so how can I help?
Can you do the voice for me, please?
Babe, I'm, literally right in the middle of the office right here, and my door is open. I mean, I can do the supervisor voice. I know you like that one.
Seriously? You can't give your wife 1 minute? Close the door. Do the voice.
Fine. Here, let me... Okay, what voice do you want?
Pooh Bear voice.
Let me do this, and then I really got to go in a minute here.
Okay, then do it.
All right. Aw, does Mama Bear miss her Pooh Bear? Well, don't you worry, because I'm going to be home right at 5 p.m., and I'll be bringing my big jar of honey, and then Mama Bear going to get a dip in my honey. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah? Mama Bear gets that honey, boo-boo?
Oh, yeah, I know my Mama Bear likes her big jar of honey, and I'm going to bring the biggest jar of honey I have. Make you all nice and sticky with it.
Oh, okay. My God! Oh, God!
Hey, Jared.
Hold up. What?
Yeah, Jared, we have to let you know. You're actually live on the radio right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've been Cupcake Call!
Yes, got it!
Connie, you want to let him know why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
You intentionally gave my sister dairy.
Babe, I told you that was not intentional. I didn't.
It was
I thought
so
it was
intentional.
Milk.
It was
I
so, it was you're such a liar. You're a liar.
Is this live?
I love you.
Yes, it is.
It was an accident. You're intentionally doing this to me right now because I did this by accident?
Well, that doesn't even matter because Lydia's been listening this whole time.
Oh, is that your sister?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I never gave you guys her name. Her name is Lydia.
Yeah. I just knew her as Mudbutt, but okay.
Oh, gross.
Mudbutt could be her nickname.
Well, that's what I'm going to call her from now on after this, so thank you for that at least.
What?
She don't give a like her sister.
Oh, her sister did. That's the problem.
Oh, my God.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.